This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gidindim Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. On the show today, we hear from Tamara Morrell and Rose Austin up in Hagwiget. They, along with other members in the community, have been blockading the Hagwiget band office for over 2 months, asking for the resignation of Chief Counselor Cynthia Joseph. That has yet to happen. However, they are getting ready to head to the polls and elect a new council come October 2nd. But we'll take a little listen to what is happening on the ground floor up in Hagwiget. But first, we got to dig in to the COVID cases mounting here in the north. As of yesterday, Wednesday, September 14th, we have tracked 117 cases here in the Smithers local health area. That's up from 45 the week before. We now have one of the highest per capita rates of infection among the entire province, with 69 cases per 100,000 people. We also have one of the lowest vaccination rates among the entire province, especially here in the Northwest. Only 62 people eligible for vaccine have been fully vaccinated, and only 73% of residents here 12 and older have received one dose of the vaccine. As I said earlier, here in the Smithers local health area, we are at 117 cases as of last week. Comparatively to the rest of the Northwest, we have 17 cases in Terrace, 2 in Nisga Territory, 5 in the Upper Skeena, 2 in Prince Rupert, and 3 in the Kitimat local health area. Burns Lake as well is at 16, and the Nechaco health area at 72. Clearly here in Smithers, we are at the highest just among our neighbors in the Northwest. Although mobile clinics are still out and about here in the Smithers area, we still aren't seeing a huge uptake in those vaccine rates just yet, especially at a time when the vaccine cards are being rolled out across the province. Clearly, these numbers are not going down anytime soon. We will keep you updated on what is happening in your local health area here in Smithers and across the Northwest. Across the province, we detected 661 new cases. That leaves us with over 5,700 active cases currently across BC. 288 of those are in hospital, with 137 in the ICU. In the north, as of Wednesday, we detected 62 new cases, with 12 of those in the ICU and 46 still in hospital. We have 849 cases active in the Northern Health Region. Now back to Hagwiget. The story is a bit rough, and as I mentioned, we have reached out to the Hagwiget Band Office. However, we have yet to receive a response. Despite that, there is a current blockade of the band office. In the interim, while members of the community wait for a new election on October 2nd, I was able to head up to Hagwiget just to take a look on the ground what was actually happening, and I spoke with Tamara Morrell and Rose Austin. Two residents say that there is quite a bit of support in the community to see the resignation of Cynthia Joseph, the chief counselor, but I'll let them explain where they're coming from up in Hagwiget. Here's my interview with them. This interview was recorded on August 26th.
My name's Tamara Morrell, and I'm from the Hagwiget Village Council. We're standing here on day 54 of a roadblock. We're not allowing our chief and council access to the building.
All right, Tammy, could you tell me why that is? Why I see day 54, so why have you had the sit-in, I guess it is? What are you calling this? Why have you been here for 54 days now?
The community did a call of action. The chief counselor, for number one, we've asked for her resignation. Number two, we've asked for her for the election to get going, which is going now. Nominations happened August 19th, and we now are going ahead with voting on October 2nd. So now all we're sitting here waiting for is Cynthia Joseph's resignation.
And why did you want her to resign?
I need help with this. I can't do it. Sorry.
What's your name?
My name is Rose Austin. I also am a Hagelgit Village member. I've been here for 54 days now with Tamara. We stand united with other members that may be too intimidated to come and vocalize their stories or be seen here because they would suffer repercussions.
And can you explain to me why this began? You asked for her resignation. Why did that need to happen?
Community members have said enough is enough. We have no confidence in chief and council. And every child should matter. Every member here in this community should matter. And they have done a lot of stuff against a lot of people in this village and hurt them and are still fearful. And we don't want people to be living in fear anymore. Her abuse of power, she's taken it too far. We are asking also, part of the resignation part was we had asked for a community meeting. We set a date after we had blockaded the building. We set a date for a community meeting. We invited them to come full quorum. That meant the elected chief, Cynthia Joseph, and the three counselors, Kevin Pierre, Ron Austin, and Jack Sebastian. Cynthia refused to come to that meeting. Two of the counselors did come. Ron Austin came, but he was very aggressive towards our group, and we can't communicate with Ron. And Cynthia Joseph has just refused to communicate with us at all, except for the Monday, what was the day after we boarded up the office. She had the police escort her in and trying to ask them to forcibly remove us. And the police refused because they said that wasn't their job to do that. So
obviously a number of grievances, I guess you could call them. What's your hope with this election? When is the election supposed to happen?
So Indigenous Services Canada gave chief and council the option to grant themselves an extension of their term because of COVID. However, COVID restrictions were lifted. So their term legally ends August 31st. And so they didn't really need to extend anything. They could have just let it happen as be, but they snuck in a BCR that extended them till October 2nd, which is when we will have elections. So we have one feather, who is the electoral officer. They showed up on August 19th, and the employee who had the key to open the building didn't show up. So we ended up, the electoral officer said that it's not the first time he's had to have nominations or elections out of the trunk of his car. So he proceeded to have the nominations on August 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. outside of our community hall because they refused to grant access. After their two employees, the day before, on August 18th, went in there to set up for the electoral nomination meeting. So we sent over two of our supporters to help set them up because they were older ladies and they couldn't lift tables and chairs. So two of our supporters went there, helped them set up, and we said, we'll see you tomorrow.
So now who do you have running? Who are the folks that are running in this election now? Is it the same council?
Cynthia Joseph is not running for chief or council, but there are
eight names for chief and 21 for council.
There's one position for elected chief and four positions for council. So we have quite a number.
And now you're having this election. What are your hopes and the chances of this being resolved and that, you know, business going back to usual before the blockade?
It is highly unlikely that this will be resolved. Cynthia has made it very clear in her interactions with us, and we're not going to be bullied anymore, we're not going to be harassed anymore, and we're not going to be threatened anymore. And we are not granting access to this building to Chief and Council at this time. So I guess we're sitting here for the duration.
And we won't remove from the premises until new Chief and Council is signed in. We aren't leaving on voting day. We're not leaving until new council is signed into office.
And then I guess just lastly, yeah, why 54 days and it looks like you got a few more ahead of you. Why? Why do you feel you need to do this?
I'm doing it for the people. The people asked us. I'm tired of watching my fellow community members walk around in the depression, walking around in... We're done. We're fed up. We want our community back to where we were. We don't need a dictator taking over anymore. We need someone who is going to work with us, not against us.
And through this whole duration, you know, that whole Chief and Council went around and campaigned that they were going to be accountable, transparent, and equitable. And they haven't been. They haven't provided financial statements for the past 2 years that they've been in council. I can guarantee there is more than likely mismanagement of funds, which Indigenous Services Canada will not step in, and neither will First Nations Health Authority, because our health station runs out of the first floor and administration for Hegelgut runs on the second floor. So even our name, they changed our community name without community consultation. We were always known as Hegelgut Village. And she and her council decided that they were going to change our name to Hegelgut First Nation Government. And that we're not going to be dictated to more anymore. We want freedom. We want to be, to feel like we are here today. Mm-hmm. We're united. We're together. Different families together who never said boo to each other. I've been home 8 years, and this is the first time that we've had meaningful relationships and conversations about everything that's been happening in our community, and enough's enough. We can't allow people who signed the petition to have them removed before to be denied services like social assistance or medical travel when they need to go see a doctor or a specialist because they signed the petition. That's wrong, and we're done with wrong.
All right, thank you both.
A lot going on there from Tara Morrell and Rose Austin. We reached out to the Hegelgut Band office several times. However, they have yet to respond. Hegelgut Band members will go to the polls on October 2nd to elect a new council. Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skeenastrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.